Kind of teaming up with Beatty Fixate on UJFM Breakfast, getting us to a minute away from 8 a.m., which means we got your new sports and traffic on the way. She dropped a biopic on YouTube, yeah, you said?
A few days ago.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Actually trying to find out what it's all about. But I know that she's very big on a woman empowerment.
Oh, lovely.
She's felt like for the longest time, women have not been given a platform to voice out, you know, whatever they feel like saying.
Yeah.
So she's just being that, you know, she's spearheading that type of movement.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think the judges from Idols feel bad that she didn't win Idols and
I
she was like a top three runner-up and now she's got a more successful career than about 99% of all Idol stars?
And not just her. Even Amanda Black.
Who actually won
even Lloyd Kelly, I mean Becky's son.
Yes.
No affiliation to Becky, I promise.
Nah.
No, like, yeah, it's... But it happens a lot with Idols runners.
It does.
The runners-up generally do better than the
winners.
And
winner. It's not
I don't
just
know
the
why.
South African Idols, even in other countries.
Do you think it's a case of them just rushing the album and not giving it the proper sort of, you know, time frame that it needs? Because literally after you win Idols, you've got like 9 months
to
get an album.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. And it's also because there's so much rules and regulations when